You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, bro, how you doing?
Hey, I'm making it.
How's the pain meds?
Pain meds are good.
I'm just
going to go with that, but it's still hurting.
This is what, in my family, we jokingly call symbols of an active lifestyle.
There we go.
That's the way I refer to pain. They're just symbols. Chicks dig scars. It's all good, man.
Thanks.
All right. And now he's going to turn the mic off and just sit there and ache for a while. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. Boomer, in spite of his pain in his back, is going to push all the right buttons. It's going to be great. Coming up at 3 p.m., he's been on several times before. My friend John Rogers, who's a senior pollster for Signal Analytics. They were a polling firm that started out right here in Alabama, and they've now gone national, and they're an award-winning pollster. Anyway, Signal Analytics. We're going to get with John Rogers and find out what he thinks about the latest polling on how things are moving towards the Republican primary, which is only 8 months away. Only 8 months. 8 months can be a lifetime. In politics, a week can be a lifetime. But then again, 8 months is going to go fast. And we'll see where he says things are as we stand right now. John Rogers, 3 o'clock. And then I got a triple dipper, bar none. So hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So yeah, number one, running the numbers. We're going to talk about polling. We're going to talk about where things stand right now in the Republican primary field, which seems to be growing by the day. But yeah, running the numbers. What are the numbers saying? Has the indictment hurt Trump at all? Has anybody got an idea if there's anyone that can challenge Trump, or is he just so far ahead of the pack that there's no catching up? We'll talk about it. Number one on the triple dipper, running the numbers. Number two on the triple dipper, yeah, it's time. I mean, I feel like it's a target-rich environment to do adventures in woke world. So we'll do that as number two because, man, when I'm resourcing the show, there are times when I'm almost talking out loud. I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, adventures in woke world. It's going to be a hoot. Yeah, you stay tuned for that one. Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, strategic ambiguity. Let's talk about China and Taiwan. What is the big deal? Why are things the way they are? Why does China say that they are one nation? Are they one nation? Is Taiwan declaring its independence incorrectly? What is the United States foreign policy position on this, and what has it been over time? There's history, there's dictates, there's actual policy positions. We're going to talk about it because I want to lay this thing out there almost like a primer on how to examine the China-Taiwan controversy. Strategic ambiguity, that's number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my opening comments, and I'll tell you, it's amazing, really, when you get down to it, how far we have come in the representation of America to the outside world. And I say that because if you're like me and you believe, as I do, that the United States is the greatest nation on the face of the earth, then you probably don't mind saying it out loud. But have you noticed that the simple acronym MAGA can send liberals into a total frenzy? Why? What the heck? To liberals, MAGA has become a four-letter word that they just spew out of their mouths like an insult. You can tell that saying MAGA almost makes their teeth hurt. I mean, has anyone told them, though, that MAGA simply means make America great again? Well, recently, the glass-ceiling-breaking White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who, by the way, announced this past week that in her own mind, she is a historic figure. Well, she was called out for violations of the Hatch Act. That's the federal law that limits certain political activities of federal employees designed to prevent influencing elections. Why? Because according to the Office of Special Counsel, her repeated derisive commentary from the podium at the White House last fall was designed to influence the 2022 midterms. What commentary? It was her constant accusatory comments on various topics being opposed by what she referred to as those MAGA Republicans. Now, set aside for a minute how you feel about the possibility of a Hatch Act violation. Why is it considered an insult for her to call some members of the conservative movement MAGA? I mean, isn't that just saying that the objects of her scorn are really just avid supporters of the idea of advancing an America First agenda? The answer would be yes. And the reasoning would be because she represents an administration that does not want to advance America First. So what's interesting, though, is the fact that radio has played one of the largest roles in advancing an America First sentiment over the years. It's been going on since the earliest days of terrestrial radio broadcasting. I mean, in modern history, you've got the Rush Limbaughs and others who have carried the conservative banner over the radio airwaves. To this day, the radio waves remain one of the surest and most convenient ways to gather up information about conservative views. The Nielsen Company is still the world standard for assessing the scope and reception of broadcast capability. So, the Nielsens stated in their 2021 annual report that 91% of all Americans are still reached by radio every week, more than any other communication medium. And of those 91%, there's a very strong percentage, something like 24%, that listen to news and talk radio every day. And of those, there are 64% of them that want to hear something that speaks to where they live. Well, this is a key factor. And liberals hate it. It was a radio, by the way, that gave us the very first MAGA, if you will. Superman's debut in the comic book world came at a time when, you know, there was great unrest in the world. The Great Depression, Europe was marching to war, Nazis were posturing for a nationalized version of racial prejudice. It was a hairy time. And then Superman captured more than just the attention of kids needing a hero. Superman quickly became not just a comic book, he became one of the top-ranked radio shows in the world back in 1940, as families would sit around their den and listen and imagine as the Man of Steel fought crime. But as the U.S. went to war in the wake of Pearl Harbor, the show kicked off its famous line, the most patriotic line ever, by the way, a line that became recognizable by generations as Superman fought for truth, justice, and the American way. That's the best MAGA statement I've ever heard. Truth, justice, and the American way. I'm betting that Karine Jean-Pierre is not a fan. But believe it or not, in 2011, during the Obama era, I might add, Action Comics number 900 had Superman renounce his U.S. citizenship so he could take a more global perspective. Why? Is it really so wrong to believe in the U.S. as a nation? To liberals, apparently it is. I would suggest that messaging that America is exceptional should be the actual job of the White House. Have you ever seen a professional sports team? Imagine this. Have you ever seen a professional sports team take the field and apologize for being a good team? I mean, imagine that locker room speech. Okay, fellas, you've all worked hard to get here. I'm proud of you, but I want you all to remember you're really nothing special. That other team over there, they're important too. And we should make sure that our efforts today are not seen in any way conflicting with their interests. They have as much right to win this game as you do. So let's get out there and be average, fellas. I mean, pretty sure that game be over before it started. In 1942, with World War II getting fully underway, the U.S. also decided to message who we are over the radio and what we stand for to parts of the world that were living under tyranny and uncertainty. The U.S. stood up what was called the Voice of America Broadcasting Network. It still exists today under a charter signed into law by President Ford. And according to the verbiage of Public Law 94-350, the Voice of America is to serve as a consistently reliable and authoritative news source, to represent America in a balanced and comprehensive projection of significant American thought and the policies of the United States. When he signed it, President Ford stated, here's his quote, "The long-range interests of the United States are served by communicating directly with the peoples of the world by radio. To be effective, the Voice of America must win the attention and respect of listeners. These principles will therefore govern the Voice of America broadcasts." So, VOA, or Voice of America, is now broadcasting across the world in 48 languages. During World War II, it broadcast in the Nazi Germany. During the Cold War, it was seen as one of the most effective tools to communicate to dissidents behind the Iron Curtain. News of the outside world through Voice of America is transmitted to North Koreans. China, to this day, does what it can to jam the Voice of America. And yet liberals, well, they can't let that happen. it might be seen as too, well, American to actually promote American values, culture, and policies. So yeah, as you might expect, in recent years, controversy has erupted as Voice of America became known for injecting liberal bias into its reporting. Much like NPR, it became a questionable source of information. And just a few weeks ago, Michael Park, who had been appointed by Trump to oversee Voice of America, he was found by a federal inquiry, a Biden administration federal inquiry, to have abused his position in the power in the position. In his words, he had taken the reins to root out corruption and drain the swamp. Well, that whole Make America Great Again thing rearing its ugly head, I guess. Here's the bottom line, though. The messaging of American interests is supposed to be one that advances American interests. The question becomes, quote, who decides what those interests are? Compare and contrast the current and previous administrations. Set aside whether you personally like Trump or personally like Biden. I mean, what is it they're saying about us? What is the message that is sent to the world about the United States of America by either administration? I mean, their job is to protect and defend the United States, to advance its interests, to serve its people. So which messaging do you prefer? Do you want one that uses Make America Great Again like an insult, as if mocking anyone who would be stupid enough to ever believe that? Or do you want a leader whose stated aim is to ensure that everything in the whole of government is to be focused on making, keeping, preserving our great nation? I mean, it should be a simple answer. For me, I'm with Superman. I'm all for truth, justice, and the American way. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I remember the days of the Obama apology tour, where it seemed like he was bowing down to world leaders at every turn. And you began to see this trend, like, we're not going to go out there and claim American exceptionalism. No! Well, the reality is this. We are exceptional. And the job of the administration in the White House, regardless of party, is supposed to be to advance the American interests first and to tell the world why we're the best at what we do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I have no idea what how means, but I have always liked that. It's
like, I like that part.
This is good. This is one of those things. I bet that was ad-libbed. What do you think? I doubt when they wrote the song, they said, and this was the part where you'll say, how.
Well, he may have actually just been in the studio goofing off and that, during that part going, how.
And it just worked.
And then he's like, you know what? We're going to keep that.
Somebody said, "What? Do that again. What was that? How? All right, do it every time. Okay. I got a caller on the line real quick, so I'll do that. Dave from Birmingham. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Yeah, I liked your intro. It brought to mind, I thought when I first caught up with you guys, that y'all were USA Radio. And that was started in 1973 by Marlon Maddox. And it was it was political stuff over the issue of Vietnam. And they were out of Dallas. And they were really fully syndicated. But because they carried Christian media, they wouldn't give them full syndication like they did Rush Limbaugh. But they had some of the best of the best, you know, old retired General Abrams, you name it.
Yeah.
And this is BC, before computers. So, you know, we only had a lot of these avenues. And, of course, in 92, I think it was, and USA Radio came in Birmingham. It's really still there, real low-powered. It was WGIB. And if you drive to the outskirts of Birmingham, you can't pick it up anymore, especially now. Now with all this 5G blasting, you know, FM is sketchy sometimes in areas where it used to be strong. You think about this. There were only like one in the 1920s, I think it was NBC. Think about how easy it would be to give you misinformation with one station. And then you think about where we are now with the computer platforms we got. And, of course, the fake media is doing their best to just lambast and say, oh, those people are just full of it, you know, when, in fact, they're the ones that are full of it. They're the ones that are the theorists.
You are correct, man. I mean, Marlon Maddox, that's a name from the past. Wow. And I think USA Radio Network is still very active.
It is.
But yeah, that's and they've had some great shows over the years. And I tell you what, Dave, I theorize too that while there's been talk about is AM radio going to make it, because they're talking about taking it out of EV cars because it interferes the signal. I think they're going to have to keep it. I think it's tied to the emergency broadcast system. I think it's tied to communication means that people don't even take into account. And I think when the zombie apocalypse comes, it's going to be AM radio, so.
Could be, yeah. And CB, I hadn't thought about it. I've got three old CB radios, and I've got two kids that I'm going to try to high power it, which is not too hard to do now. But, if they survive the high power, but, of course, getting an antenna up so you can communicate, or some of the shortwave stuff they've got now, because and if you're thinking about this kind of stuff, you better get busy, because July the 5th is looming. They're talking to banks, doing some crazy stuff. The major ones just basically taking your money and paying off your credit card debt or something like that, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
And which sounds like a recipe for 1929 all over again.
I hadn't heard none of that, but all the more reason to learn how to grow your own food. Hey, Dave, we got to run, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good one. Thanks. I'm listening. Have a good one.
Take care now. I don't think radio's going to be gone. I mean, I don't see any way in the world they can get rid of it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. I mean, it's too ingrained in everything.
And just the infrastructure alone.
Right.
All you radio stations, take down your antennas. Not going to happen. What's the thing from the movie Terminator? If you can hear this, you are the resistance. I need to start saying that on the show. If you can hear this, you are a right side ruffian, and you are the resistance.
Maybe have to be another intro. I like that.
We're going to have so many sound effects over there. You don't have enough buttons for it. You're going to need a whole other panel of buttons. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to come right back in just a minute, jump right into the triple dipper. But I tell you what, I'm going to have to first start off with a sidebar. This was not planned, but after the show had been resourced this morning, news broke. Two things: Hunter Biden indictment, Trump has a trial date. Those two things happened this morning after the show was, sort of stockpiled with different stories and three dippers lined up. So yeah, we're gonna take a sidebar before we even get into the dippers, and then kind of break down, what does this Hunter Biden thing even mean? I mean, he pleads to a misdemeanor. It took 5.5 years of investigation to get to a misdemeanor. It's okay. I got thoughts. I got speculations. We'll throw them out there. And then Trump's trial date. Oh wow, that came up fast. We'll talk about it more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.